Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner, back in the headlines as he made these comments. Okay, he made a lot of comments, but he made these comments about the contract stalemate with Micah Parsons.
I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car. Seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
How do you like this rationalization from Jera?
It was an all-timer from Jerry yesterday. Not only throwing down Micah Parsons, he can get hit by a car. Okay, great. He also threw down Dak Prescott, and then it forced, in many ways, Micah to then retweet J.J. Watt, being like, that's a bold strategy, throwing down your star pass rusher and your quarterback all in one press conference. What a move. Jerry, stay undefeated, man.
He is. And so, okay.
What a treasure. A national treasure that man is.
I'm so jealous of Dallas Radio that they get to go ahead and talk about Jera every day. Because it's just, I mean, he does a hit on our sister station, The Fan in Dallas. Like, he just really is. He's like Cleveland sports all wrapped up in one human being with the Cowboys. All this being said, somebody just needs to go to Jerry and to Mike Brown and to all these old owners who are like, I'm going to wait this thing out. You're caught. If nothing else, all you're doing is costing yourself money. All you're doing is helping the player. Now that TJ Watt reset the market at $41 million, you know what Micah's going to want? 42. You might have been able to get Micah Parsons 6 months ago at $36 million
a year. On the Max Crosby deal.
Yes.
You might have been able to do that, and now you just can't. And it just, and in the meanwhile, though, here's the problem, is that you pissed off one of your star players. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, because especially a star player that you know you're going to be dealing with and paying a lot of money to. It'd be like trashing somebody. And then, here's the bad analogy I heard earlier that I want to reuse for you here, okay? Like the idea that if you had a girlfriend that you were dating, like publicly going on Facebook and being like, she stinks, I can't stand her, but you knew in the back of your mind you're getting back together. Mm-hmm. It's like, she stinks, I can't stand her, she's an awful human. And then, like, you know, when you actually do get back together, it's like, well, why are you with this person then? Like, same thing with Jerry there. Like, you're just going to trash talk Micah Parsons?
And there's,
then why are you paying him all the money? We know you're going to pay him the money.
We know you're not going to trade him. That's a good point. Like, you knew you're going to pay him. Like, I don't know. Jerry just operates. But you'd think. Jerry's such a smart businessman. He actually doesn't get credit for the impact that he's had. I'm talking about, like, from the casual fan. The impact that he's had on the NFL and the trajectory of it over the last 40 years. He has had a huge impact on turning this into a $25 billion industry. And then he's like, with his own team, we're going to wait to the last second to pay a guy that could make anywhere between $35 and $45 million, and I'm not going to rest until we get him as close to $45 million a year as we possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys do a lot right. I think they're great at branding. I think one of the best in the NFL when it comes to that stuff. I think they're awful at this part of just dealing with players and understanding the market and everything else that's associated with
it. Also hiring head coaches. just while we're at it.
Yeah, they're not great at that.
When Mike McCarthy is like the best hire you've made since Bill Parcells, like we got a Wade Phillips in there, we got Jason Garrett in there, now we got Brian Schottenheimer, who no one was hiring as a head coach.
I mean, it's been 25 years since they've been to an NFC title game.
Oof. But hey, you keep fighting that fight, little buckaroo.
Go Cows. All right, news on the LeBron James front, and I don't know how this will make you feel or not, but I do think it's interesting. According to John Hollinger, the complications of the CBA prevented the Mavericks and LeBron James from linking up. So apparently there was a lot of conversations. We talked previously about Dallas being a good spot because Kyrie's there, AD's there. Obviously, Jason Kidd was the assistant coach when LeBron won the title with the Lakers in the bubble. Like, there's a lot
It's not the Lakers, which is, I think, what LeBron's biggest issue is.
And that's he wanted out. That was the point. But ultimately, where it came to head here was that Hollinger noted that returning to the Lakers was not at the top of his wish list entering the offseason, but ultimately, because he exercised the player option, the best the Mavs could do was the MLE, and LeBron decided he didn't want to take the MLE. It's like he had the option. Like, I guess the construct for everything was all set and it was all in play, and LeBron decided he wanted the money over then taking the discounted rate and a chance for a title.
So it's tough because on one hand, we've talked about the narrative benefits for his career at going playing on the MLE and then being the best player on a championship team with Davis, Irving, and Cooper Flagg. On the other hand, it's like, and dude does want to be an NBA owner in the next 3 years. You're going to need every cent you can get on that one.
You need a lot of capital for that. Yeah. But I don't know if this hurts Cavs fans at all. Like, if he would have taken the MLE with Dallas, how that would have... I don't think it would have fractured the relationship any, because it's just not fracturable at this point. But it wouldn't have helped.
Nah, well, my only rebuttal would be, well, the mid-level exception right now, I think, is somewhere between $12 and $15 million a year. The vet min, which is the only thing you could have added him on in any way, is like $3 million. I will say...
Yeah, but you're going to take the discount to go ring hunting. I'm not going to let $10 million stand in the way.
Oh, I mean, you've already taken a $30 million haircut. Now here's another $10 million. Again, it'd be the greatest narrative
I would just keep going.
If LeBron took a $40 million pay cut to play for the vet min and then won a title in Cleveland in his 23rd year, just walk off in retirement. You've got it. You've got everything you want. At the same point, that's a big haircut.
Well, what's funny is that, so the narrative...
It's a Jeff Phelps type haircut. Take it all, Lord.
It's just all gone. Yeah. Every bit of it. Mm. Sadly, he doesn't get haircuts anymore, as he told us.
Happy birthday to the city of Cleveland. The city of Cleveland turns 229 years old, which Justin Bibb then tried to talk about how we're already starting to claim the lakefront back in his happy birthday Cleveland message.
Nice.
That's an interesting pivot from the Browns leaving the lakefront's going to kill the lakefront in Cleveland. Now, that being said, if you had universal powers, what gift would you give the city of Cleveland?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, before we get to that, 722 as an area code had to have been on the table, right? I love that we're 216. My daughter was born on 216. Like, there's a lot that I love about that, but like, if 722 had to have been available, or at least in the conversation. Why didn't why isn't your birthday also what the zip code should be just across the board?
Let me see.
Sure maybe 722 is like a random place somewhere in the country. It's got to be somewhere random. Like,
it's Mexico in Mexico, Toluca and surrounding areas.
It's Mexico in Mexico.
That's what it says. AI overview, area code 722 is assigned to the state of Mexico in Mexico.
What are you talking about? The state of Mexico in Mexico.
So Mexico has states. Mexico. I know.
So it's Mexico, Mexico?
Yes.
That's it?
We've got New York, New York.
I know.
Are
I got
we,
it.
Are
I
we jamming
know.
Up anybody?
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't realize.
Yeah, because it's not in use in America.
No, the difference, though, is you said New York, New York, but it's not like we have a United States, United States.
Okay.
That's the difference.
That we know of.
Yet. Well, why can't we hijack this from Mexico?
But the United States, like, United States?
No, 722. I'm happy with 216. I want to stay 216.
That doesn't sound like you want to stay 216.
When we were coming up with the area codes, we probably could have had this one. And 722 area code's not used in the United States, so that should make it available in general. We don't have to. We can make that work.
Here's the problem, though. It's been 216 for a very...
Well, no, we're not changing it, but like the original thought makers of all this, that's how they should have been mapping these things out.
Area codes came up, I want to say, 60, 70 years ago. They weren't thinking branding back then.
Oh, this is 229 for a birthday for Cleveland.
I would get them a real mayor. Oh.
Oh, that was just mean. No, that was just mean. I can't come up with a better gift, though. I'm going to get him a bunch of flowers.
Actually, my problem is less with just like
I'll get you another. I'll get you another chandelier.
And it's more just with like, I wish we actually had big city leadership, because then we'd still be a big city. Just like 30 years ago. Go back into DeLorean. By the way, you could save the Browns. 50 years ago. Real leaders.
We were a Superman movie. We are a big city. Rich Hill.
Oh, Richard Mountain.
Rich Hill. He's going to pitch today. Called up the 45-year-old. And according to ESPN, when he takes the mound today, he will tie Edwin Jackson for the most franchises played for in Major League Baseball history at 14. And he's also going to be the first pitcher 45 or older to appear in a game since Bartolo Colon in 2018. Is this cool, or is this the type of thing that maybe Rich Hill just should have stopped playing baseball a little bit ago?
Every single thing you said is cool, because he didn't really become even close to like an effective big leaguer, like a consistently. Remember, he was in Cleveland once too. He was bad. He was a bad reliever at that point. He reinvented himself as a starter in his early to mid 30s. And he went from like, if he had topped out right after he left the Indians, I want to say in like 2013, he would have made like $13 million in his career. I think he's made like $100 and some million, all of which have come in the last, it's actually more than that, I believe, all of which has come in the last like decade. Really? That is awesome.
Yeah, it's his 21st season. I mean, Think about it. 21st season, age 45. I mean, you know, we talk about LeBron all the time in the 23rd season. We talk about Tom Brady playing with the Bucks at 45. Rich Hill just doesn't get the same credit out there, guys.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Might be the talent difference.
It's my love of Oral Hershiser and Denny Martinez and the fact that the Guardians, or the Indians, did this. They had Jack Morris for a hot minute. They did it with hitters, too. Eddie Murphy, Dave Winfield. We did a moment with a morbidly obese Cecil Fielder. Well, I mean, I love when dudes who are, again, not great players in the case of like Denny or Hershiser or Eddie Murphy. I love when really good, not great baseball players hold on and have this resurgence. R.A. Dickey, remember him? He pitched till the wheels fell off.
Of course.
Which is
and his pitch arsenal, let him do that, obviously, as a knuckleballer.
But like, I just love this stuff.
Rich Hill's net worth, $79 million in career earnings. What's interesting, though, so 2023, he made $8 million. He was actually making bank in 2019, all things considered. There's a stretch there in 2017, 2018, 2019, where he made $14, $16, and then $18 million. And outside of that, it basically been nothing. So if he had gotten, as Jerry Jones says, hit by a car, because that happens, after 2016, he would have made, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of like $5 or $6 million.
We're here for Richard Mountain, right? Well done, King. Keep it up. The Waiting Game with the Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.